Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. But today is hump day.
Yeah.
So we got to give a special warm welcome to our special guest host, Milan Christopher in the house.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Frankie's left you for Portia.
No,
I know. What's up, Milan?
You knew I was going to leave you when I saw Portia.
Now, I don't know if y'all heard about it, but Portia went on Love Connection, and we're going to find out whether or not she made the connect. Plus, could a 19-year-old be Jennifer Aniston's next boyfriend?
What?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Say it ain't so.
But before we get to all that, Portia, I heard you got a little something about Jada's Pinkett.
Oh, yes, I do. Everybody, all ears, open your legs for this story, honey.
Oh, my God.
She has rejuvenated her yoni.
What?
Yes. What's a yoni?
Her yoni is the lady in the love down below.
Yes.
Oh.
In the latest episode of Red Table Talk, Jada and her mom visit a Vitality Institute where Jada reveals that her vagina is younger than she is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
When I tell you that I have my yoni is like a 16-year-old, I'm not kidding.
I'm confused about the tightening because
I'm talking about the outside. It's like, it looks like a little beautiful peach.
Right.
Oh my God. So do women get those done after like having a lot of sex? Like what's the reason to get a
kids?
Well,
kids.
Some women get it done because they've either had children, you know, multiple children, etc. Or maybe over the years the mileage may be a bit high.
Oh, so you're saying that Will Smith may have gotten a little too jiggy with it?
Yeah. and they just want to freshen it up. Now normally it's only in the inner level of the pocketbook, but she said her outside peaches got it going on.
And she marveled at it. She was like, it's like a peach.
So, is your yoni done? You got a new yoni?
No, my yoni is just fine. I haven't had.
I need to see some Yelp reviews.
Right. Yes, baby.
It was quite roomy and the Wi-Fi was weak.
Restaurant International Smoke hasn't even opened yet in Houston, but it already has terrible reviews on Yelp.
Why?
Haters.
I know. Well, Houston Rockets fans have sabotaged the restaurant's page by flooding it with a one-star review to get revenge on the Golden State Warriors for knocking the Rockets out of the playoffs.
The Houston people are pesky.
They have taken it too far, messing with her personal coin.
Oh, my God. Listen, y'all, the reviews are just as petty as the fans. One person wrote, this is absolutely the worst place to go. Her husband cheated his way to a championship, and now she has the guts to open up a place. I would never set foot in this place, even if it was the last place on earth.
Oh, my
P.S.
God.
This restaurant is full of snakes.
Where's Samuel Jackson when you need him?
Wait, y'all. Another one wrote, terrible food. Keep your burnt barbecue in California. They didn't even have moist brisket. Ooh. Waited 35 minutes for water and it tasted like Steph Curry tears.
See, I hate this because I use Yelp all the time. Like, that's how I choose where we're going to eat, what I'm going to order from Uber Eats.
Right.
So this will really, like, make me not even want her food.
Have you guys ever gone on Yelp and actually just, you know, slam somebody, or do you just, you're not the type?
I did a review for Spirit Airlines that was so epic that people told me I should go into, like, writing full time.
What?
Someone stole my seat when I went to the bathroom.
Well, Jennifer Aniston's on a 19-year-old's radar. Yes.
Oh.
Luka Doncic is a highly coveted NBA draft pick coming out. He's 19 years old, but he's got a lot more than basketball on the brain right now.
Okay.
Because when asked what his top priorities are for the first 5 years of the NBA career, Luka started with some traditional career goals like winning Rookie of the Year and getting his own signature shoe. But by year three, he has even bigger dreams.
I think I'll need a new car or two. And then maybe appear in his ring song. He used to call me on my cell phone. And then I'm going to shoot my shot. Hey, Jen, you up?
He may have had a chance with Jen Aniston until that actually happened. Like, he's obviously talented. He's a good-looking guy, young, but but then after
she's
that comes out,
she's 30 years older than him. Do you think with her track record?
It would never happen.
But here's, I think, the problem. Maybe he's not realizing that Jen Aniston is, you know, 30 years older than him, because where he's from, maybe he's watching Friends reruns and she's still, in her early to mid-20s, where he's
that
seeing
that sounds
Friends.
Like shade, Heidi.
Now, as it's like Friends is like a new show in Russia. Like, they're just getting it. You know,
yeah,
the
that's
country's
true.
Late.
That's longer than late. That's like a decade. That's a.
Yeah.
That's,
there's probably somebody over there like Courtney Cox is a fox. Yeah.
A big congratulations to Eva Longoria and her husband Jose Bastin. Yesterday, Eva gave birth to a beautiful baby boy.
Okay. Oh, congratulations! So sweet.
Oh, I know her skin is glowing.
Her skin and her eyelashes are popping.
Oh, she got to use Latisse.
Oh, yes, honey.
Well, either they ain't real, because I know she wears a lot of makeup.
Oh, she probably got the extensions done just for the photo.
Just nice, for the picture.
Natural beats, honey.
That's her own paparazzi taking the photo. Anyway, Santiago Enrique weighed in at 6 pounds and 13 ounces.
How sweet. Aww. Her first baby, too.
Yes.
Well, y'all, Kim Kardashian is a reality star and a fashion icon, but she's also a psychic.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Well, Kim claims that she knew 10 years ago that her sister Kylie was going to be a young mom.
That's not psychic.
Yeah.
Why? Okay.
She knew her sister was fat.
Your family here.
She was fat just like her.
Could be a whole lot of black people in your future. Right. I see it.
She's a family member.
Okay. Right. Well, during a Business of Fashion West panel with her mom, Chris, Kim said that even in season one, when Kylie was only 10 years old, she knew. We used to say, season 17, Kylie has a baby. Kim added, and we all looked around at each other, and we were like, oh, that just happened.
Child, please, honey.
She knew at 10.
Kylie
saw
what she was doing hell at 15.
The apple don't fall too far from the tree.
Thank you.
No, I think... Let me go on the other side of the spectrum, and I'll say that it's possible that at 10 years old, she was very catering to her baby dolls. Like, she really probably was, like, really acting like a mama to her baby dolls all the time, so she was like, yeah, she's gonna be a mom.
Have you ever put the baby dolls on top of each other and made them? That was the inclination.
Yeah.
That she was gonna get pregnant.
Not only my baby dolls, but G.I. Joe used to climb up Barbie, okay?
Oh, wow.
When you're young, you know people can look at you and tell you what you're gonna be, huh?
Well, Gary,
you give them signs.
Yeah, well, yeah.
What kind of signs were you giving Gary?
You know, they used to say I twist when I walked out of
here. Yes, you did. Gary, but
honey,
you even
twist now, honey. Once a twist, always a twist.
You walk with a scoot.
Yeah,
if you're trying
kinda,
to leave a room like fast, you like scoot like you're like swimming like
yeah.
Like a fish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to Fish Nation.
Yeah. Well, y'all, 12-year-old boy from Canada called 911 because his parents were trying to force him to eat salad.
Uh-oh.
I like eating salad.
You like
I like tossing salad.
I wish I would call the police on my mama, though.
My mama would have
Okay, exactly.
Yeah,
oh,
we already know we could post a picture of the person who called the police.
Oh,
you know,
my
they
God.
Weren't black.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
At all.
They actually used to tell little kids that, you know, you should call the police if you feel threatened by your parents. Feel threatened? That's childhood.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. We always
scared of my mama. I'm going to try my luck with my parents versus the police.
Right.
Historically, we don't fare well.
Jeez.
True.
Will Cher say that sex with Tom Cruise was Top Gun or Mission Impossible? Ooh. Find out when we come back.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Woo!
Now, Portia, you are on Love Connection. action last night. And I looking must beautiful. Say, girl, thank yes, you. You were looking beautiful. But you were beautiful and ruthless, honey, when it came to scoring the guys based off the first impressions, girl.
Not I.
Yes, you.
For example, one of the guys gave you a 10 despite the fact you showed up an hour and a half late for the date.
What?
And you did not return the favor.
All right, well, let's see if Portia was sweet with your score.
Of his outfit. Like,
really?
You had to get a 2. I'm sorry.
Okay. So all what right, about you... now? No? You need a little bit more
the audience said no.
Okay. Well, he's a musician, so he's,
I didn't know that yet.
Okay.
Portia, oh my God, you're so shady.
I am not shady. Okay, first
you gave him a 2.
You
Jesus.
Killed his inner child. He's dead.
Like, but we enjoyed our date. We ended up having
your,
he'll
you,
never
he enjoyed
another
your date with you.
Again,
you gave
Portia.
Him a 2.
Anyway, but you ultimately chose Lewis, and did you make a love connection, Portia?
As you can see, I ended up choosing Lewis, and we went out a couple times.
That's
and
not the question.
And we're friends. We are friends.
I don't know why you chose that man.
Why?
You know, because it is not a perfect match.
Not
it's not
at
even
all.
A what? Good match. No. Not
he's
even...
tall and handsome. What's
exactly.
the problem?
Well, are y'all together right now?
Well, some things need time.
All right, up next, Cher was on a late, late show with James Corden last night, and he got her to play a game of Spill Your Guts or Feel Your Guts, where she has to either answer the questions or eat some nasty food.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
You've said Tom Cruise is one of your top 5 favorite lovers. Who are the other 4? Must be amazing if you won't even.
I don't even
help.
Remember saying that.
But do you remember doing it?
Yup.
Really? And he went straight into the top 5.
Well, no. I had to give ratings. And...
Yeah, sure.
Cher looks amazing, by the way. She's 72.
Yeah, she is not human. That's yeah. it. I've just determined she's not human.
All right, guys, so if you were asked who was your best lover of all times, who would come to mind?
Oh, I can never say. I don't know who Keisha in Texas is. Or
you know what I'm saying? Like, right.
Nobody famous. But she knows. She's yeah. listening. She's watching.
Yeah, shout her out.
Yeah.
You the best, kid. All right, y'all, it's deal time.
Woo!
Yeah, get excited, y'all. Have you ever had trouble falling asleep?
Yes.
Yeah. So we got yes, you. All the time.
You need to check out the Gabba Goods Bluetooth eye mask headset.
Oh, wow.
That mask comes with built-in speakers for playing soothing music, guided meditation, or calm and white noise, so it's perfect for bedtime, travel, or just relax.
Are you serious? Oh. Is this memory foam in here?
Yeah, see how dope that's going to be on your ears?
It's so
yes.
soft. It's so soft, and the music is really clear. I'm listening to Beyonce right now.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Sweet dreams, beautiful nightmares.
Yeah.
Well, yo, it's completely wireless to eliminate any dangerous or annoying cords, and all the controls are built right in. And you can choose from gray, black, or pink.
All right, Haircrack, how much are these? Because I know they're expensive.
You know, online and in the streets, I've seen these go for as much as, I don't know, $60.
Oh, wow.
For the Dish Nation fam, it's only $24.
Oh,
yo, you know the drill, yo. Head over to MorningSave.com so you can get yours today.
All right, y'all, don't go anywhere because coming up, honey, we got more with Mr. Milan Christopher.
Yes,
honey, and gonna be taking a look at some very, very naughty pictures. Stay tuned.
Nice.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Hey. Game of Thrones star Jason Momoa gave a fan more than she asked for.
Me 3, please.
I love
Game of
Thrones.
I want more than I asked for.
Isn't that the guy from Justice League?
Yeah.
He played Aquaman.
Yeah, he's from mm-hmm. somewhere, child. But a female fan, y'all, told her that she wanted to take a picture with Momoa by herself.
Okay.
Yes, bitch, she said by herself. But the husband wouldn't leave the shot, so Jason took matters into his own large hands.
Oh, no. Oh, he tried it.
And he actually touched his head.
I would have had to fight him.
The really? Disrespect.
Yeah, that's my wife.
Yeah, but your wife wanted to be with him. But,
and she would have left him after he beat him to death.
Yeah.
Your wife should control her hormones.
Okay, and look at the picture. Look how satisfied she is. She's like, hurry up and take the picture.
I'm sad about the husband. He looks hurt. Like he's probably a big fan of him, too, you know?
He's pleased, too. Like, he probably still hasn't washed that face.
Yeah. Right. He's probably satisfied. And then the next disrespectful part is when he autographed it. Look, he signed on the man's face.
Oh, wait. That's his autograph?
Yes.
Oh, that was shade. That is shade.
It's like 3 tiers of disrespect. He was more stand the breast grab and the sign over the face.
Right. But some people are so big and bossy. Like, what are he going to say to Momoa? What are you going to say?
None.
This man's like 7 feet tall.
Look, it would have been the tall versus the smalls, because I would have been fighting him. I'm sorry.
I would expect my man to fight, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man beaten to death at Denver Comic Con.
Well, Milan, you've been hanging out with us all day, man, and you got a lot of things popping off, man. People loved you on Love & Hip Hop.
Mm-hmm.
People also sad that you're no longer on Love & Hip Hop.
I know.
How's the withdrawal been for you?
I'm actually enjoying not being on it. It was a lot of negative energy, a lot of stuff that was added that I really didn't appreciate, you know, mm-hmm. after the fact and post-production. So I'm good, and I'm doing very well after the show. I've been acting. I'm on In The Cut on Bounce TV. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just hilarious. It's hilarious.
Oh, so it's a comedy?
It's a comedy.
Mm,
yeah. And besides that, you also got your music thing going on.
Absolutely.
Beast Mode is the project.
I know, Beast
Mode. What's it about, man?
This was my opportunity, you know, as an openly gay artist to just really go hard and just like deliver bars and just talk mad craziness, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. that's why it's called Beast Mode. So I'm just really excited about it. Got a whole bunch of features, so it's lit.
Well, more impressively, I love this picture that you posted on Instagram. Tell us about this photo.
Oh, you know, sometimes I gotta, you know, keep it real sexy on Instagram, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? So I posted a picture of me in the dressing room, and I put a little heart over it, and it just, you know, I just
kind of right before you put on your clothes.
Actually, I didn't put no clothes on. It's I got a picture without the heart. It's floating around somewhere.
So. Where is that, Gary? Gary, we needed this for the story.
I'm trying to see Jesus' face. I don't look at that.
No, yeah. I'm trying to touch the hem of his glove. Right. Yeah. He up there with his laser vision trying to see that damn heart, honey.
Stay tuned. There's still more Dish Nation coming up.
Welcome back. Every year there's some crazy new wedding trend, and I don't know if this is a trend or if just some crazy-ass couple decided to do something different. Behold the pizza bouquet.
The what now?
The pizza bouquet. It's pizza.
What am I looking at? It's a pepper...
And the groom is wearing a pizza boutonniere.
They sound like such a fun couple. And are they expensive to make? I mean, is it going to cost you a lot of dough?
It's going to cost you a lot of dough. Can you imagine, though, when they do that, you know, every wedding reception, it's time for the tossing of the bouquet.
Yeah.
And she's just flipping it in the air. And like, okay, toss it to us already.
Come on, we're all waiting. We're single ladies. We want to get married.
Deep dish or tossed bouquet. That'd be something to catch, though. I mean, it'd be mass hysteria. She throws it over her shoulder. People are running into it, falling over like dominoes. Dominoes. Pizza.
Got it. We totally got it. Yep. A really quick question about this bouquet. The groom's idea or the bride's?
Pepperoni. Oh. If I could go back in time and replace my wife's bouquet with my fantasy bouquet, it'd be Six of Dynamite. Lit.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.